A presidential aspirant of the Convention People's Party, Professor Jimabedu Akosa, says Dr. Kwame Nkrumah was a gift to Ghana, but it fails to recognize, appreciate, or understand what he stood for. He said after 54 years of independence and 45 years of Nkrumah's overthrow, Ghana is still struggling to develop. Professor Jimabedu Akosa said this in Accra at a public lecture on Ghana's independence, the stepping stone to African liberation and national development. Doreen Ampofo was at the lecture and now reports.
Professor Jimabedu Akosa said the struggle for independence before Nkrumah was just a mere incremental participation, which didn't present any solid attempt to seek total independence. He said the introduction of Nkrumah pitched the whole struggle and brought hope to the Ghanaian. According to Professor Akosa, Nkrumah was a visionary leader and not a dictator as some people tried to make it look. He said what Nkrumah sought to do was to make the life of the Ghanaian better.
When Kwame Nkrumah came, there were unemployed people, there were people who were out of school, there were people who were armed robbers. He created the workers' brigade as an employment, but a discipline system and a skills training system. And people came out blessed more than they went in. Not National Youth Employment Program, where no skills is taught and they don't even pay them.
The singular objective was to create a country where the welfare of the citizenry was the chief prize. Then as far as I'm concerned, the process in achieving that is a process that I can defend. I will defend every decision that Nkrumah took.
On the current state of the country, Professor Bedu Akosa said after Nkrumah's overthrow, the country's development has been marred with politicians who only serve their own selfish interest. He said a political cycle is a recipe for corruption, which makes politicians richer and the electorate poorer. He noted that it has also created a system where people have to accumulate money by any means possible in order to acquire property.
We live in a country where we have a political system that enriches the politicians and makes those who elect them poorer. That cannot be a fair system. I believe in equal opportunity and social justice. The fact that a child of this country does not go to school tells me that the system is wrong. The fact that a child of this country sleeps on an empty stomach tells me that the system is wrong. We need to provide opportunities for all Ghanaians in this country. Ghanaians should be able to see those who really believe in their welfare. People who are prepared to stake everything for their welfare. And it's a difference between people who come and enrich themselves through the political system and those who are there to make sure that the people of this country get the barest minimum of acceptable living standards.
Professor Akosa also noted that the country is placing too much emphasis on the oil find. He said she should rather concentrate on a natural resource like salt and halt the oil exploration until we develop the capacity of the human resource.
The good Lord has given us salt. Salt is an infinite natural resource. It never finishes. Why are we focusing on things that finish? When Norway got oil, they did not immediately start drilling. It was only when they had capacity and capability that they said, now people bring money and let's explore this oil. What have we done? We're giving everything, lock, stock and barrel away. Because in doing that, some people gained advantage. Let's go tackle the salt and let's go learn about the oil. Let us halt any further exploration and let's go develop the capacity. And when we've got the capacity, let Ghanaians explore the rest of our oil fields and Ghana will be richer.
The presidential aspirant of the CPP, Professor Jimabedu Akosa.